You are tuned in to CGM 99.1 FM. This is Adam and Dave for Revolution Rock, and we just came back from a sleazy song there from OC's. We heard Sleazoid Psycho. That's taken from their brand new release, Intercepted Message. We've been eagerly anticipating the release of it. Finally dropped in stores this past week on the 18th. So excited to hear this one. Kind of going back to that garage rock sound with, of course, those psychedelic augmentations that you're going to hear from OC's.
But also on this one.
Oh, yes.
He's incorporated synthesizers, which is something he's only really done with Damage Bug, his like side synth based project, but they're kind of all melding together. Like, I'm really okay with it, and this song was great. Apparently also you can watch them perform the album in full on YouTube. If you go to In the Red Records social media pages, there's a link. They play the whole album in full, and you can watch it live. OCs are playing live in Detroit, I believe in September. Sold out quite a long time ago. An amazing band. I saw them once many years back at PJ's Loggerhouse. Put on a great performance. They have two drummers now. John Dwyer's always doing something cool. Before that, we heard music from another cool artist, a newer band based... I don't know where they're from. They're from Canada, I know that.
They are Canadian, and I wish I had the information in front of me too, but they're called Frankie, spelt F-R-A-N-K-I-I-E.
Right.
This group has a new album out titled Between Dreams, and they kind of have a really cool hazy sound with some slinking bass lines, which I really appreciate. We heard a song from that album titled Garden.
Yes, and then before that we heard music from Odonis Odonis, a band that's been around for quite a long time. They were known for being very noisy, and now they're kind of going into more of a synth noise direction. This track we heard is from this new EP, which features a lot of collaborations. It's quite good. It's called Icon. And we heard the song Passing Us By, which features the band Sons.
Mm-hmm. Before that, we heard some material from Proto Martyr, Detroit's own great group, who we had actually been able to see. You saw them a few times, I believe, and I saw them once with you.
I only saw them once.
Wow. I feel like we've really bonded this time. They have a great new album out titled Formal Growth in the Desert. And from that, we heard the song 3,800 Tigers. I'm sure I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tigers.
Yeah, it is.
And then we started things off with the Scenics, who we're hearing in the background, the title track from their compilation, In the Summer. With that said, Dave, summer is nearing an end. We only have a few more episodes for it, but we're going to have a scintillating hot summer episode next week. We're going to have a special episode. Why don't you talk about it a little bit?
Would you say maybe it's a hot summer banger?
It's a scintillating hot summer banger.
Okay. So next week, there used to be a show here on CJM called The Deadly Synth, hosted by our friend Adam D'Andrea, who stopped doing the show quite a while ago. And we had talked about maybe him coming on the show, but it never materialized. Next week, it's going to materialize. There'll be two Adams and one Dave. Adam's going to come on the show.
I always come on the show.
No, the other Adam.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a whole synth rock-based episode. So we're going to cover the years 1978 to 1983, I believe. And it's just music featuring synthesizers from that time period, and it's going to be Revolution Synth next week.
So make sure you tune in for that episode. Really cool stuff for next week. Also, check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com for more information about the show and the bands we love. Coming up next, we're going to be paying tribute to another musician who unfortunately passed away, actually just the day before Robbie Robertson. That's Cito Rodriguez, who passed away on August 8th. Of course, he was probably best known for the Searching for Sugar Man documentary that came out a few years back, which was highlighting this more obscure artist who sold a number of different records in South America, outselling the Beatles at one point.
Very popular artist over there, and he had no knowledge of this until, you know, the people found out, and they kind of started putting together the documentary, which featured a soundtrack and also a resurgence in his career. He started doing live shows again. Rodriguez stayed in the same house in Detroit his whole life. He never moved. And he did shows, and then they reissued, I think Light in the Attic did some reissues of his only two albums.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great, unique musician. If you haven't seen the documentary Searching for Sugar Man, watch it. It's a must. It won an Oscar, and rightfully so, and the music is amazing, and we're going to hear a bunch of tracks from Rodriguez right now.
Yeah, we're going to start off with something from his 1970 debut record called Cold Fact. We're going to hear Hate Street Dialogue here on Revolution Rock.
Gonna son, please be gone. You stayed here much too long. Don't you wish that you could cry? Don't you wish I would die? See me, seesaw kids, child women on the skids. The dust will choke your blind. The lust will choke your mind. I kiss the floor, one kick no more. The digging hoes have set me free. I tasted hate, streets hanging trees. I tasted hate, streets hanging trees. One kick no more. The digging hoes have set me free. I tasted hate, streets hanging trees. I tasted hate, streets hanging trees. The inner city birthed me. The local pusher nursed me. Cousins make it on the street. They marry every trick they meet. A dime, a dollar, they're all the same. When a man comes in to bust your game, the turnkey comes, his face a grin, locks the cell, I'm in again. I kiss the floor, one kick no more. The digging hoes have set me free. I tasted hate, streets hanging trees. 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 I tasted hate,
up and put on your attitude, but you'll never find or ever meet any street boy who's ever beat the street. Street boy. Street boy. Street boy. Street boy. Street boy. Street boy. Sweet boy. Or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss. Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? You claim you got something going, something you call unique, but I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you, but how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
That was Crucify Your Mind by Rodriguez, paying tribute to the artist who passed away on August 8th at the age of 81. A fantastic Michigan-based guitarist and singer-songwriter who lived in the same house in Detroit for his entire life.
He didn't have a telephone, never got one, according to, well, if you see the documentary, you can find out about it. And he frequently visited a lot of places around the Cass Corridor, Detroit, and... What an interesting story. Like, he was so popular over there, but he had no knowledge of this.
No, it's a very interesting story. And, you know, we shouldn't just repeat it, because you can find it in the Searching for Sugar Man documentary. But basically, he became a really huge success overseas and in South America. No idea, because all his successful recordings were bootlegs.
Yes.
And so he never really got dividends for it. And then he started touring again and performing live once more, and then he got this resurgence of popularity thanks to this wonderful documentary. And yeah, I think it brought a lot of attention to this otherwise undervalued incredible singer-songwriter. As mentioned, from Rodriguez, we heard Crucify Your Mind. Before that, we heard something from the Searching for Sugar Man soundtrack, a track that was going to end up on a third record that was never recorded.
Yeah, so he did three tracks, and it was towards what was going to be his third album, but they were never released officially. And I think it may have came out on a Greatest Hits, like, before the soundtrack, but this is really where kind of people found out about them. And then they reissued Cold Fact, and then the second album, which title is slipping my mind, that's not the name of it. I can't recall the name of the album.
Yes. Thanks for clarifying
back,
that.
Is it Back to Reality?
I believe it is. I can look that up quickly. But either way, Cito Rodriguez, an incredible singer, songwriter, musician. Coming from Reality coming was the name of that. Yeah. We didn't actually play anything from that. Maybe if we have some time at the end of the show, we'll squeeze something in. We did start off that set with another track from 1970's Cold Fact with Hate Street Dialogue. And with that said, we're just about done. Make sure you tune in next week for our show.
I don't think we said the name of the second song.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. From the Searching for Sugar Man soundtrack, we heard Street Boy. My apologies for that. So next week, again, we're going to have Revolution Synth with Adam Andrea coming on the program as a guest host. So you're going to want to tune into that. But the way we're going to end off the show is with an old new album called Chrome Dreams, a long rumored and heavily bootlegged record from Neil Young that he had assembled and arranged in 1977 on the behest of Carole King, who said this does not sound like a record. He scrapped it. He ended up re-recording and using a lot of these takes for various albums throughout the years, but it never saw an official release in its full form until just this year. It's getting rave reviews. Even though it doesn't have a lot of unheard material before, there is a lot of new stuff that you can find there in terms of the sequencing, and you do have some great undiscovered tracks like this version of Sedan Delivery, which we're going to hear.
And that's how we're going to end off the show. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency. Mark Casavana is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. So stay tuned. Let's get to it. This is music from Neil Young's Chrome Dreams on Revolution Rock.
dressed in white clothes. Everybody says he's mad. No one knows the things that he knows. I'm looking in every hallway. I still can't accept the stairs. I sleep in with many covers. I'm worn now, so I don't care. I'm thinking of no one in my mind. Sedan delivery is a job I know of. Sure was hard to find. Hard to find. It always